It's our continuing coverage of Pella Christian basketball. We're joined now by Eagle girl basketball player Jocelyn Terpstra off of a career-high 26 points as Pella Christian beats Newton 52-46 on Tuesday night. The Eagles have now won two of their last three games. Jocelyn, thanks for joining us. What a big night for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How are you? You must have been feeling it tonight.
Yeah, I think we've had some rough patches this year, and I think finally all of us, our shots were kind of falling, and yeah, it was a really fun game.
It seemed like the mentality tonight was to be aggressive. Is that something that you guys talked about before the game, or did it just kind of happen in the flow of the game?
Yeah, for sure. We kind of talked about, you know, Newton, it's going to be a close game, and we're going to have to come out strong because they're not going to back down and not be aggressive, and so it's going to be a tough, aggressive game. So, yeah.
Carly Anderson hit 2 3-pointers in the first quarter. How big was that for Carly to just kind of get the team jump-started?
Yeah, that was huge. You know, yeah, it was awesome, yeah.
And then you picked it up second quarter, 13 points in the second quarter. You made a couple of three-pointers. What's that like when you're in that kind of a rhythm? I imagine it feels like everything's about to go in.
Yeah, it's a great feeling, yeah. Especially with, like I said, some of the rough games we've had. And not shooting well from three and stuff, yeah. It was great to have a good night.
And is that one of those where you just get in that rhythm and you're open, just kind of let it fly?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
You led 37-17 at halftime, and then it did slow down a little bit. You guys only scored 4 points in the third quarter. Looked like Newton made some adjustments. What was going on in that second half as things slowed down for you a little bit?
Yeah, well, I was getting face guarded, so that was kind of hard. I wasn't really able to get the ball that often, and I think, yeah, our shots weren't falling as good, and we were kind of starting to panic. I think sometimes we can do that when we get a lead. Like, we almost, yeah, instead of continuing to play with confidence, we kind of freak out, and so some of those turnovers that we might not usually do start happening.
It happened against Norwalk, right, a little bit, and then happened tonight. Now, good news is, in both cases, you still won the game.
Yeah.
Is that something you can learn from, and how do you try to avoid that in the future?
Yeah, for sure. I think, yeah, it's hard because the game ends, and it's like, you know, we still won, but in a way, it kind of feels like a loss when we had that big of a lead, and we lose it. So, yeah, we can just learn to keep playing with confidence, keep taking our shots, take care of the ball because it's still important even when we have a good lead.
Is that where somebody, and maybe that's you, but who is there somebody out there on the floor when it starts going sideways a little bit trying to pump everybody up? I mean, is that your role?
For sure.
Who's doing that?
Yeah, kind of just all of us, honestly, like high-fiving each other, you know, it's okay, move on, pass that play, we got it, next time.
All right, well, you might be working on some free throws tomorrow in practice.
Yes.
I had you at 14 of 31, including 6 of 18 in the fourth quarter. That's part of the reason they were able to get it so close.
Yeah.
What did Coach talk to you about that after the game?
Yeah, you know, he didn't say a lot, but just, well, that was our one thing kind of that we were struggling on, and that is, like, the main reason the game got really close because they were fouling us, getting to the line, and then we would miss, and they would go down and get a basket, foul us again. So, yeah, just we really do need to work on our free throws. And he was like, you know, we shoot them good in practice. It just comes to a game, and then we kind of, yeah.
Are there get nervous in that kind of situation? Or
yeah, I definitely do, and I think it's hard when, like, you missed one previously to get up there and be like, I got this, I'm gonna make it. So I think we need to remind ourselves that and keep encouraging each other.
And again, with some struggles in the second half, still a win, 52-46, Pella Christian beats Newton. Second win in 3 games for the Eagles. You did find out your postseason opponent today. We know that we'll be at home to open the postseason next Saturday against Cardinal, but some league games in between there. What are you guys trying to kind of improve upon or shore up before you get ready for postseason play in about a week and a half?
Yeah, for sure. One thing we've been working on is we're starting to mix up our defense a lot and use a lot of different defenses, and I think that's really helping us in confusing our opponents. And then obviously offense, taking care of the ball, taking smart shots. You know, like tonight we were taking some shots early in the possession because our shots were falling, but those aren't shots we're always going to be wanting to take. So that too, yeah.
And how about Pella on Friday? You get to go all the way across town to take on the Dutch. I know it's such a fun night for the community, but what does that game mean for you and your team as you take on a top 10 team in Pella?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, more than anything, like, we want to beat Pella as they're across town from us. So yeah, we'll be excited and ready to go for that game. So.
Good luck on Friday. We'll see you then, Jocelyn, and congratulations on a great night tonight.
Thank you. Thanks.
Jocelyn Terpstra, the Pella Christian girls basketball team, scores 26 points on Tuesday night. The Eagles beat Newton 52-46.